Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen, and I'm returning your call, calling from customer support.
I'm sorry. Who are you from?
I'm sorry. I was saying my name is Kristen. I'm calling from customer support. Returning
customer.
Your call.
Oh. Is this regarding the backpack I ordered?
Okay, so I would have to have an account located to know what company you're calling a reference to. We are a third-party call center. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can see if I can locate you in the system, please?
Sure. 95604.
Okay, thank you.
It was from Patriots Wholesale House.
Okay. All right, let's see. And your name, please?
Either Russell Savory or Russ Savory.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am. It was through Patriots Warehouse.
Okay. All right. So I think I've located an account for you. If you would, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address, please?
Sure. P.O. Box 4262, Auburn, California, 95604.
Okay. Thank you.
Where are you located?
Okay. I am located in Alabama.
Alabama. Okay. I had several phone numbers from you folks, and I'm not sure what's going on. That's why I'm glad you called me back. We can get this straightened out.
Okay. So I did locate the account, and let's take a look. So I'm trying to get this pulled up. So I see that there was an entry. Let's see. Hold on. Okay, so I'm showing that this account's been canceled, but I do see that there was an entry for the tactical bag, or the backpack,
yes.
Rather.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Let's see.
And I paid it. I used everything you said to do. I used my MasterCard, and I, you know, got the reductions. And you guys charged my credit card $574 for the backpack for shipping and handling. And
right.
I've been charged, but I never heard a word from you guys, not a confirmation email or anything regarding the purchase.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I am showing that it has been shipped. And I do see, when I just tracked it via the U.S. Postal Service, it is showing that it is in, hold on, is that the first one or is that the second one? Okay, so as of December the 9th at 3:37 p.m., it was in North Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
So they are in process of getting that transferred over. So that is en route. I do know, with it being close to the holidays, you know, the Postal Service has, you know, told us to be aware that, you know, obviously there may be some delays.
Right.
But I would think that at least by the end of the week, I would definitely think that you would have it. I would say Wednesday, maybe Thursday. But if you would like, what I can do is I can provide you with this tracking number. That way you can
Okay.
have that.
Yeah, that would be great. How come you guys never called me to let me know that the purchase, you know, a confirmation number or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard anything from you folks.
Yeah, unfortunately, we typically would not give you a call to give you tracking information. We are actually a inbound call center. We don't,
okay.
you know, do outbound calls unless, you know, there's a callback requested. But yeah, we wouldn't call and verify any information like that. Typically, I mean, they usually have them shipped out within 3 days anyway. So usually there's not a need for that.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never done business like that with your company. You know, I've always had an email or a confirmation and then give me updates about shipping and that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Typically, there's not really a need for that because usually as soon as we, you know, get it shipped, the post office gets it, it's usually, you know, being delivered within a day or so. So there's, you know, really never, you know, a need for that. But with it being during the holidays, that's probably why there's a delay.
Oh, okay. Could I, is your phone number 855-474 or is it 855-213?
Okay. So honestly, sir, we are a third party call center. We service hundreds of different companies. So I honestly do not know all the numbers.
Oh, okay. Now, here's my next question. Thank you for the information on my backpack. I appreciate that for the 574. Now, you guys, I don't know if it was you or whoever, they charged me, I've got another number here, but they charged $67.32 to my account. And I don't know what that's for or what that's about. Can you help me out with that? I have a number, a G number, and it was through Majestic Gadgets with a phone number.
Okay. And you said the charge was for how much?
$67.32. Okay. And I didn't authorize that at all. And then there was a second one called healthy-way-today.com on 1202 for $9.97, and I didn't authorize that one either.
Okay. So we don't have a $9.97 charge for you. What I'm seeing, looking at this account, which I am showing that it was canceled, it looks like someone was spoken to a few days ago regarding the account. So what I'm showing is that you were enrolled into the Consumer Direct Savings Store. So that's where the $67.32 came in. With that membership, they do provide you with a gift voucher every month for $125 to use towards the Consumer Direct Savings Store. So initially when you signed up was they did the promotional offer where they were giving away the free tactical bags as a welcoming gift. So by you accepting the welcoming gift was you enrolling into that membership. But
well,
They didn't,
excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just shouldn't have said that. Go ahead. Okay. That was an interrupted gift. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah. So basically, not saying that when you signed up for the bag that you read the terms attached to the free offer, but being that the offer did process, we do know that the terms would have had to have been agreed to. So that would validate that charge. But I am seeing that the representative that you spoke to a few days ago did cancel the account because it would be monthly. So by them canceling would prevent any future charges.
Yeah. Am I going to be charged that $67? Because I didn't sign up for that stuff.
Okay, so let's see. This charge was put on here on 12/9. So what I can do for you in regards to that charge, and that's why I'm saying, I'm not saying you read the terms, but because that order for that tactical bag processed, we do know that the terms would have had to have been agreed to, stating that you did understand that it was a membership. So that would validate the charge. But what I can offer to do as a courtesy for you is offer you a 35% refund on the charge.
So I'm still going to get charged for that? They didn't. Oh, man, I'm never going to do business with that outfit again. I didn't know I was supposed to read the fine print and all 9 pages of the deals, you know? So I didn't get it. I couldn't get a hold of you guys. I've called and called and called 10 times maybe, and nobody's ever picked. You're the first person that I've been able to talk to. And so I'm still going to be charged that $67.
What I was offering was a 35% refund. So that at least be able to give you a portion of the money back.
Yeah, that really sucks. And how about that HealthWay? Is that involved with you too or not?
No, that's not our charge.
Wow. Okay. Well, do what you can. Like I said, I didn't even sign up for that stuff. And so I don't, you know, How about if I just cancel the backpack and return it and everything? Then would I get a full refund?
Unfortunately, no, sir, because the backpack was free for enrolling into the membership. So we don't accept those backpacks returned.
Yeah, I wish they would have said that without the fine print that's on page 12 that nobody reads. You know, it never was at the beginning of the offer or anything like that, you know, saying that, you know, I was enrolling in anything. There was no indication of that at all.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you what I'll offer to do to try to help you with this is I will offer to include my personal discount. That way I can do a 50% refund, but that would be the absolute best I could do for you, sir.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. All right. So let me get that processed. And just so you know, that would go back to your card, and you would see that reflect within 3 to 5 business days. So that will be a refund of $33.66. And let me provide you with that confirmation number.
Yeah. And yeah, please. And could you tell me what I'm going to be charged after the deductions? You know, when you get to that point, go ahead with the confirmation number.
Okay. So the charge of the $67.32 has already processed. So now you're just going to be looking for a refund of $33.66.
Okay. A refund. Okay. Mm-hmm. Of $33.66, you said?
Correct.
Okay, $33.66 refund. So I'm going to be, well, like you said, 30%, and then you're 50%. So then I'll be charged $33.66, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to send them a little email. Okay, and the confirmation number, ma'am?
It's R as in Robert.
Uh-huh.
263-152-852.
Okay. Now, how am I going to use this confirmation number?
That's just for your records to show that you spoke with me today and that I processed the 50% for you.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what was your name, ma'am?
My name is Kristen.
Kristen? Okay, Kristen.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you, Kristen. And I guess I'm going to have to start reading the fine print on these special deals, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, always, anytime you're paying just shipping and handling, for any type of order, always make sure you find and read your terms. I've also, you know, had a situation where I did the same thing, so... Yeah, just make sure you always find and read your terms, sir.
All right. And then, do you know anything about that healthywaytoday.com for $9.97?
No, sir. That's not our charge. That's not related to us.
Okay. Okie doke. Okay. Well, thank you for your help, and I appreciate at least some of my money back.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.